This is the closing market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what did we see going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
A little more short covering. All the beans rally failed. It was up 15. It's in but unchanged now. The corn slow up a couple. The wheat up about 6 or 7. Yesterday, the market took out the lows after the report in corn and beans, but then rallied back, reversed for higher reversal, lower close, or new lows and then a higher close. And it has kind of followed through today, especially in corn and wheat. So that's encouraging. The wheat's been the beneficiary of the winter kill that we've had as a result of this polar vortex we've been through in the last 4 or 5 days. And also, can't forget that the WADZI report was friendly to wheat. They lowered the wheat acreage by almost 2 million acres, and the stocks were low as well. So that's got the wheat up today. It was up at one time about 13, still up about 7. We did have a flurry of exports today that was more than welcome. The sales that came out at 7:30 normally come out on Thursday, but came out a day later because of MLK Day, Monday. Corn at 1.25 million metric tons, well over the range they were looking for. And beans, almost 800,000 metric tons at the high end of the range.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 1.5 at 4.45 and a half. March soybeans down 0.25 cents at 12.13 and a quarter. March soybean meal down 4.80 at 3.56.50. Soybean oil down 72 cents at 46.90. On the Merck, February live cattle down 45 cents at 174.37. March feeders down 60 at 231.95. February lean hogs down 35 cents at 70.75. Those are your closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.